This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 138 for Tuesday, November 12th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Tuesday afternoon due to pressure from comparable oils, but canola comes away for much sharper declines earlier in the session. At the final settlement, the January canola contract gives up $6.70 at $658.40 per ton. The March contract pulls back $6.80 at $671.10 per ton. Sharp losses in the Chicago soy complex, along with downturns in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, are contributing to the pullback in canola. Crude oil is slightly higher, providing a little bit of support to the vegetable oils. While speculation that China was going to impose punitive measures on Canadian canola did not come to fruition during the long weekend, there are unconfirmed reports of Federal Agriculture Minister Lawrence McAuley heading to China this week. McAuley is apparently going to discuss canola and Canada's sharp hikes on tariffs for Chinese-made electric vehicles. Meanwhile, the federal government has imposed binding arbitration on the labor disputes at the ports of Vancouver and Montreal. While canola exports were not directly affected, the work stoppages are said to have hampered canola oil exports. The Canadian dollar is lower on Tuesday afternoon, with the loonie at 71.72 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 71.88. The United States Department of Agriculture issues its export inspections report showing 2.28 million tons of soybeans were shipped during the week ending November 7th. That's down slightly from the previous week. Corn inspections are about 793,000 tons, also slipping from the week before. Wheat inspections increase to more than 347,000 tons. The USDA will issue its crop progress report this afternoon. Also, the department announces a private sale for more than 110,000 tons of current crop corn to Mexico. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday, with the January contract dropping 12 cents at $10.105 per bushel. December soy oil gives up almost 1.9 cents at 46.23 cents per pound. December soy meal loses $2.20 at $292.90 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn slips 1.5 cents at $4.28.5 per bushel. December oats dip 0.75 cents at $3.45. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago December falls 13 cents at $5.52. Kansas City December also loses 13 cents at $5.46.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December drops 12.5 cents at $5.79.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday, November 12th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.